Ah, there we have it now. How are you doing? The Best of Breakfast podcast. Hope everything is all right down your end, as they say. This is a bite size of all the good stuff from the week gone by, a week where we gave one of our lucky listeners a brand new car. Stuart from the team headed off to Kilkenny. It ended up in Kilkenny to hand deliver the keys of a brand new 191 Renault Clio to our competition winner, Mairead. You'll hear all about it later in the show. We also have Radio Rog doing his best to keep Joe Schmidt at the IRFU, Ireland's biggest Bon Jovi fans, who had to take on our quiz if they wanted to win tickets, golden tickets. And I had a great laugh with Norwegian superstar Sigrid, my new bestie. It was really a pleasure to meet her. She told me why she loves the Irish, why she isn't a selfie fanatic, and how she'd love to come on the Today FM ski trip. Woohoo! So let's start with Gift Grub's Radio Rog, where Ronan O'Gara and co do their very best, their utmost, to try and make Joe Schmidt stay on as Irish coach.
Yeah, thanks, Ian. Welcome to the very first Radio Rog telethon. We've got everybody on the phones here, people like Paulie O'Connell.
How much are you prepared to give?
Simon Zeebo's over from France.
Yeah, will you give us another three there?
So, Quinny, how are we looking?
Yeah, it's going well, Rog, but we need more donations. The pain this could cause and inflict on us all is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's for the most worthwhile cause of all. Let's take a listen.
This is Joe.
Yeah, the elephant in the room.
Joe has taken care of Irish rugby for the last 5 years, overseeing a period of glorious success, happy times. But Joe might not be around much longer.
And will Joe Schmidt go to New Zealand?
Joe is about to make one of the biggest decisions in Irish rugby history.
Yeah, it's like a referendum in my head.
We need to keep Joe here, or we as a nation are finished. You can help by simply donating some or all of your children to a rugby academy. You can help change Joe's mind and keep him here for good. Don't let Joe go. For God's sake, donate your kids now, before it's too late. Thank you.
Yeah, and the donations are flying in. Paulie, how's it going?
Just had a donation from a woman on the phone in Cavintilly there, Rog. Pulled the three of her kids out of Coola GAA there, Oscar, Oisin and Noah, and enrolled them in Stradbroke RFC.
That's fantastic. Okay, let's go to our roving reporter now, Luke Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
Luke, how are donations doing on the ground there?
Yeah, Rog, you know, things are going really well out here. You know, there's lots of people getting involved. It's actually great to see.
Thanks, Luke. Anyway.
Because, like, you know, the thing is, you know, there's obviously huge competition for rugby in Ireland, you know. I mean, rugby's actually, you know, kind of almost a minority sport. But
that's great, Luke.
You know,
thanks.
You've obviously got the GAA, but also soccer is, like, you know, Ireland's national sport.
Okay, thanks, Luke.
We're getting all sorts of kids involved here. You know, you got little kids, which is obviously great for the sniping and the scrum halves. And the bigger ones as well,
Luke,
which,
you're
know,
you're not getting paid for the words, you know.
And then the tall ones in the line out as well, and the fast ones, you know, over on the wing.
Shut up, Luke.
You know, open field runners at 15, you're going to need them as well, you know.
Shut your beak, will you?
Obviously, the tall ones for the line out, as I said, but not enough second rows coming
just
in.
Just take
you know,
a break.
We
he
need second
know to
rows.
Shut up.
You know,
he's got verbal diarrhea.
You know, James Ryan, for example. You know, Ian Henderson.
Fresh, instinctive, scintillating, Jordan, spellbinding, Larmer.
Eau de Larmer.
The new fragrance from Jordan Larmer.
Okay, back with the Radio Rog telethon, and Brian O'Driscoll, the great Brian, has just walked into studio. Brian.
Yeah, Rog. This is a great cause, and you know, I've decided myself to donate my own children, Sadie and Billy, to Rugby for Life.
Oh, thank you, Brian. Thank you. Thank you.
Considering the gene pool they come from, Rog, it should help, you know, sway Joe just a little.
Thanks, Brian O'Driscoll. Quinny.
Yeah, thanks, Rog. We've got hundreds of calls coming in. Ray Darcy's on the line.
Hiya, Quinny.
Hi.
Hiya, Rog. Very emotional, I have to say. Well done.
Yeah.
Anyway, as everybody knows, I played a bit of rugby.
Yeah.
So I cleared it with Jenny, and we're donating Tom to rugby.
That's unbelievable, Ray.
Yep, no problem.
Okay, thanks, Rog.
Yeah, thanks, Quinny. And I'm staggered by this here. I'm just getting news of this. A huge donation has just come in. 8 kids have been donated. Thank you so much for that. The woman herself didn't want to be read out, but thanks to Mrs. M. O'Callaghan in Rathmines.
That's a sevens team plus a sub, Rog.
Yeah, okay. Now, Joe Schmidt has just walked into studio. Hiya, Joe.
Yeah, Rog.
The donations are flying in here, Joe.
Yeah, Rog. I'm here to make my announcement.
Are you serious? Right.
Okay,
shut up, everybody.
My decision is that Tadhg Furlong will start on City Day.
But what about your future, Joe?
Yeah, I've made a decision there as well, Rog.
Okay, off you go.
I've decided to go.
No!
And spend the next 2 weeks thinking about the decision.
Oh, Jesus, thank God. Thank God, Joe. Thank God, somebody. Give those donations. Quinny, Quinny, some smelling salts for Quinny. Today
FM. And are you good skiing? Because we've on the show you're on at the moment, which is The Breakfast Show, for the last 20 years, we've been going to Austria to ski every single year.
Wow.
And about 700 Irish, I was going to say mad Irish people, but 700 lovely Irish people come with us and we have a great time.
Yeah, yeah. Please invite me. I'll be there.
Oh,
definitely.
Wow. Now there's the best offer we got all week. But are there is Norway big on skiing?
Oh, yeah. It's a very proud sport for us. And right. There's this place 1.5 hours from my hometown, Ålesund. We call it Powder Paradise.
Powder Paradise.
It's amazing. So good. Good powder, so it's really good for off-road skiing, off-trail skiing,
cross-country. No, that's the
no,
walking
as in like
one,
when
yeah.
you were wearing
oh, yeah,
off piste,
off-piste,
off-piste, of course, yeah,
off-piste,
off-piste,
piste.
Off-piste?
We say piste, you say piste, it's fine,
piste all the time.
Yeah. And there's a famous journalist in this country, in Ireland, Brendan O'Connor is his name, and he writes for the Irish Independent, cool. Sunday Independent, and he also presents a TV show. And he said in a feature in the newspaper that he's trying to teach his daughters to live the Sigrid life.
What?
Yes, because he likes what you're doing.
When did you write this?
He wrote it last week. You should read it.
I'm
really
gonna
good.
Read it. Yeah,
we'll find
I
it for you.
Seen it.
Yeah.
Oh,
and he's encouraging him because he thinks what the way you seem to live your life is a good role model for young women. So
I hope so. What
he's saying is that you don't seem to be obsessed with kind of taking selfies all the time, getting your face done up all the time, getting your hair done up all. You know what I mean? That you're.
I find that whole. I don't know, I like to dress up sometimes and I'm not unfamiliar with it. And I do quite a lot of fashion shoots and I love dressing up for those things. But when I'm doing my job, and my job is to be an artist.
Yeah.
So I like the when I can like step into that fashion model world, that's really fun. But when I'm doing my job, it is to show off my songs.
Yes.
So that's what it's important for me. And I like to
wear
something
comfortable. So as far as you're concerned, you're at work.
I'm at work, but this is my job too. I know it looks, and that's also the difficult thing with social media is that my job is very glamorous sometimes with like being on stage and touring. Rah. But often, today, for instance, we took the boat, the ferry from England.
That's very glamorous.
Very glamorous. And I fell asleep on the couch with my headset, listening to screaming kids running around me.
Yeah.
So that's not the glamorous part of it. And also all the work that is to being an artist too. Like I'm on email all the time. I decide almost everything with my career. I am involved in every aspect of my career. And that's, you know, it's a lot that I don't really show a lot on social media. But yeah, I just, when you said that thing with selfie, I don't know, it's a weird thing to me, but.
What the idea
I've
of
taken
a
couple of selfies myself, of course.
Yes, of course, yeah.
I'm 22.
Yeah.
Quite common, I guess.
And what do you think of Irish audiences so far?
Oh, the best.
Everybody says that, and we always say, you're only saying that. But I think people do genuinely believe that. What is it, do you think? Do they appreciate good music, good sing-along or whatever?
Yeah, I just think Irish people aren't afraid of letting go. Like, you're not uptight. I think you're all very fun.
Right.
And you like to have a good laugh.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good strategy for going into a concert.
Mm.
Just to think you're going to have fun. And I think sometimes it reminds me a bit of Norwegians, but Norwegians are slightly more uptight.
Yeah.
But I think Irish people are great. So
do
much
Norwegians
fun.
Ever take, do they ever drink any beer or anything like that?
Yeah.
Do they? As Irish
every
people
Friday,
do, that could
Saturday.
Be what makes us a little bit looser.
Probably helps a bit.
So maybe the Norwegians are not drinking enough.
Maybe. I think Norwegian culture is like, we only drink on Friday and Saturday, and then it's like proper grøftefylla. As we call it.
Grøftefylla.
Grøftefylla.
What does that mean?
Getting pissed.
Binge drinking.
Yeah, properly.
I must write that. Grøftefylla.
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 I'm so happy I told you this word. It's the best word.
That's our word of the day. Today FM. Time to introduce you to a Bon Jovi loving family. Yes, the family that loves Bon Jovi together sticks together, or something like that anyway. Here are the Boltons, the John Bon Boltons, we call them.
Two brothers and two sisters, and they're just mad about Bon Jovi. So we've got them all on the line, actually. We're going to meet them. We've got Gillian, first of all. Hi, Gillian, how are you?
Hi, Ian, how are you?
You broke away from the family and you actually got married, didn't you?
Well, we all got married.
Oh,
yes,
did you? Oh,
I
sorry.
Did. We're all married,
So you're Gillian Mooney now?
I am Gillian Mooney now, yeah.
And what's your husband's name, the love of your life?
Mark Mooney, yeah.
Now, he refuses to go to a Bon Jovi concert with you. Why is that?
Well, he's only come to one concert. We go to all of the concerts, and he came along to Punchestown with me, and he was a little bit taken aback by my reaction. He's never seen me at a Bon Jovi concert, and he turned around and he said, "Yeah, never scream for me like that." So he was a slight bit jealous, yeah. So he got a lot of slagging over that because my brothers were there when he was in Australia at the time, and we were at the up in the Golden Circle, and I was screaming as I usually do, and
very good. And he also gave you a nice little birthday present as well, didn't he?
He did. For my 40th birthday, he surprised me with a life-size cardboard cutout of the man himself, John Bon Jovi.
That's great. Brilliant. Well, listen, Gillian, we've also got Colin on the line there. Hi, Colin, how are you?
How are you doing? How's things?
I recognise that voice. You sang once for myself and Zig and Zag, isn't that right?
Many moons ago, indeed, yeah.
And that song I just played, Bad Medicine, is what you did.
Exactly, yeah. I didn't know whether you wanted me to finish off the song for you live on air or not.
Yeah. Well, I mean, feel free if you want to just...
No, you're grand.
Are you sure? So, Gillian's there beside us as well now, and Colin. So we've got Jimmy as well. Hi, Jimmy.
How are you? You're well.
Jimmy, I can hear it in your voice there, because it says here, this is the Bon Jovi expert. He knows everything.
A bit.
I believe you sold the encyclopedias. You'd never use Google. It's just all in your head.
Oh, it is. It's all up there, yeah.
Very good. Yeah. And you're also the big Bon Jovi fan. And Wendy.
Yes.
How are you, Wendy? How are you?
Good.
You've seen them in New Zealand and Australia and everywhere.
I did, yeah. I lived in Sydney. Couldn't get tickets to the Sydney show, so my husband booked a trip to New Zealand to see them. And sure, in the end, then we got tickets to the same show back in Sydney. Oh, so I got to see them twice. Brilliant. On the last Highway Tour. Yeah,
so what would you say? I'm going to ask Gillian on this. What would you say? What is it about Bon Jovi that you like?
Oh, God. It might not
John
be
for Gillian, anyway.
John, but the music. Yeah, John for me, but the music.
It just connects in some way with you.
Yeah. Love the story with every song. Yeah, absolutely. And we grew up with it, so, you know. My mother and all, God love her and daddy at home, used to have no choice and have to listen to it as well, you know, blaring out of the bedroom.
Sure, they didn't mind too much. Pretty good stuff. Now, we heard that the Bolton family don't do any old tickets for Bon Jovi. They only ever buy Golden Circle tickets.
Oh, yeah.
And would you believe it? We have 4 Golden Circle tickets right here up for grabs. You have to win them, first of all, okay? We've 4 questions on Bon Jovi. We're counting on you here, Jimmy, okay? We're counting on you.
Jimmy, come on.
No pressure.
I'm going to ask you all 4 in a row, okay? And then once I finish, you'll have 30 seconds to talk amongst yourselves to come up with the answers, okay? And then Gillian, you're the captain, you're going to give me the 4 answers, and if they're right, you guys are going to see Bon Jovi Gold Circle style, okay? Right, so the questions are this. Now, and you'll have 30 seconds, and Sharon has just put a Bon Jovi 30-second countdown clock in and everything is great. Question 1. Bed of Roses is a song on what album? Question 1. Question 2. What is the name of the tour coming to the RDS in Ireland next summer on the 15th of June? Okay. Number 3. In what year did Bon Jovi last play Slane Castle? And number 4. What's the only Bon Jovi single that went to number 1 in the Irish singles charts? Was it It's My Life or Always? You've gone all quiet there, I mean, you're still there, are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
30 seconds. Let's start the clock right now.
Keep the Faith is the first answer.
Keep the Faith, okay. Man,
Jimmy.
Number 2.
This test is not
for sale.
Yeah.
What
year was it?
2013 was Slane.
Yeah, 2013 was Slane.
And I'd say Always.
Always, yeah.
Yeah.
Still got 10 seconds if you want to check it out there.
Anybody got Google on?
No, I'm not even for those answers. Yeah, I've written them down here.
Okay, yeah. Time is up, everybody. Okay, right. Gillian, you are the captain. We're going to ask you on those. Question number one. Bed of Roses is a song on what album?
Oh, listen, if I got this one wrong, my favourite song, Keep the Faith.
Keep the Faith, that is right, well done. Number two, what is the name of the tour coming to the RDS in Ireland next summer?
This House is Not for Sale.
This House is Not for Sale, very good. And number three, in what year did Bon Jovi last play Slane Castle?
2013.
My God, you're good. You're hot. What a team. And number four, what's the only Bon Jovi single that went to number one in the Irish singles charts? Was it It's My Life or Always?
Oh, Always.
You've done it! Yay! Gold circle style. You're going on the 15th of June. Thanks, Gillian, Colin, and Jimmy and Wendy. Well done. Now it's time for our Lady of the Week, Mairead Baron. All this week on The Breakfast Show, we had teamed up with Renault and their Windsor Airside branch in North Dublin. That's brand new. To give our listeners the chance to win a brand spanking new 191 Renault Clio Expression. Five names were in the hat Thursday afternoon. We made the draw and Mairead's name was pulled out. But nobody knew who the winner was until Stuart showed up at her workplace. So are you gonna start looking for the person? Are you going to start moving?
Yeah, I'm just walking as we are here. We're just walking in the front door towards reception.
Yeah.
Automatic doors, handy. Oh,
very nice.
So it says, I think the name of the place we're going to is, it's here upstairs. We're just heading up the stairs now.
Where are you in the country?
And, there's a few people. We are in Kilkenny.
Kilkenny?
Kilkenny, yeah. Not too far away.
Okay.
And there's a few. Good morning, how are you? How's it going? I'm good. So, hi, how are you? How's it going?
Stuart, they mightn't know who you are. Introduce yourself there, will you?
I'm Stuart Griffin from the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show, just in case you're wondering. The big Today FM microphone in front of me. So we're looking for Mairead Baron. Hello, good morning. How are you? Mairead Baron, how are you? How's it going? Stuart, put it there. Hey! Yeah, hold on, this is Mairead here, Ian.
Hi, Ian, how are you?
Mairead, how are you? It's nice talking to you again.
Great, how are you?
Did you wake up this morning and say to yourself, oh my God, this could be a big day for me, and then you say, oh, I never win anything, that sort of thing, yeah?
Yeah, and I didn't want to tempt fate either, so I was like, whoever was meant to be was meant to be, so yeah. It's great news.
Well, you are now the proud owner of a 191 Renault Clio Expression from Renault.
What's on your ear? Yes. I was crying when I seen you out the window and I went to the bathroom.
So what was out there?
Thanks so much.
You went to the bathroom, did you say?
Yeah.
She was crying. She was crying even when she saw us coming.
Oh my God.
I made her cry.
You see me.
Ah, that's lovely.
Yeah, so exciting.
Well, listen, tell us a bit about yourself, Mairead.
Say hello to everyone out there. Look, everyone.
Hey, God, you've got a fan club already. This is great stuff. Whereabouts do you work, Mairead?
I'm in taxback.com. So we're here in Kilkenny at the moment in the office in in the industry, I say here.
And there are 200 people in the office.
Big shout out to everyone in taxback.com.
And you still drive the first car you ever bought in 2004.
Yes, I do, yeah. I didn't actually drive this morning because I didn't want to tempt fate. So Richard, my husband, he's working at home, so I just want to say hello to him.
Very good.
Because he actually helped me answer all the questions on Monday.
Well, good man, Richard.
He has the car.
I believe he refuses to drive your 2004 one, yeah?
Yeah, he does.
Not getting into that yoke.
No, he does. He won't hate it anymore now, won't he not? 191.
So there you go. Yeah. So you've got your 191. You sound absolutely delighted. And I'm sure everybody at taxback.com wants to give you one more cheer. Well done, Mairead Baron in Kilkenny. Congratulations. Fair play to you, Mairead. Congratulations. And a huge thank you to Renault for such an amazing prize. And speaking of great prizes, this week coming, we've got luxury stays at Inchidonny in West Cork. You know, Inchidonny Lodge and Spa. So tune in to find out how you can enter and you can get away for a beautiful break. That's it for the very best of show. Have a good one.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show with Renault. Weekdays from 7 a.m. on Today FM.